Okay, today is daf Yud Dalet of Masechtas Megillah. Famous daf. Two famous things in this daf, at least two. We'll learn today for Refuah Shlema for Nomi Leah Batial Kasha. She should have Refuah Shlema. Okay, and we'll learn for Kol Chol Yisrael. So we're on the bottom line of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right? And it says in the pasuk in the Megillah, Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman, Melech says to Haman, HaKeseth Nasun Lach, keep your money. Keep your money. You don't have to give me money that you can kill Jews. You keep the money. Va'am, lasos bo katov b'necha. And the nation, you can do whatever you want with them. Don't worry about the money. Amar Abba, Mashal, Tzakam Mashal, Achashverosh v'Haman l'ma'adav v'doma. What's that like? What's that like? Haman says, you know what? I really want to kill the Jews. I'll pay you. So keep the money. Don't worry about the money. Just go do whatever you want. What's that like? It's l'shnei b'nei Adam, two people. One guy had some extra amount. He had extra dirt in his yard. And one guy's got a hole in his ground. So Bala Charitz Amar, the owner of the land with the hole, says, Me ten li tail zeb dubim. If only I could buy some earth from somebody. Who would sell me some earth? Bala tail Omar, Me ten li charitz zeb dubim. Who's going to give me a charitz? If only I had a... Liyamim, after a while, Nizdavgu Zay till there, somebody hooks the two of them up. Amal Lobala Charitz Lobala Tel. Machali Telcha. Sell me your earth. Amalo, sell you me earth. Talata Bechidam. Take it. Halavai. I wish you just take it. Get it off my hands. Same thing over here. Hava says, oh, I have money for you. I want to kill the Jews. Don't give me money. Go ahead and do it. Right?
Why do we need a mushroom?
What?
Why do we need a mushroom?
Why do you need a mushal? It's a good question. What does the mushal illuminate that you didn't already know? It's a good question. I have to think about that. Anyway, this is a famous line in the Gemara. And if you don't think about the depth of this Gemara, it's kedai to think about that. This is such a deep Gemara. It says, Vayasa HaMelech Estabato. And Haman removed the ring. Gave the ring to Haman. I'm sorry. Vayasa HaMelech Right. Achashverosh removed the signet ring. Which in those days was a sign of power, and he gave it to Haman. Haman, you can do whatever you want. Says the Gemara, Amar of Abba, Bar Kahana, Gedola Hasaras Tabas, removing of the ring was worse. Yoser Me'arbo Shmona Neviim V'Sheva Nevios. It was worse. It was greater
for what?
Greater for more impact than all the Neviim and the Nevios put together. Shenes Nabul Lehem Yisrael. That they prophesied to the Jewish people. Why? Shekula lo'ach zirim l'metav. That never worked. Right? All the Musar, that doesn't work. But, v'ilu hasaras hatabas, removing the ring, hech zirim l'mutav. That worked. Right? It's a very deep Gemara. Right? So the question is like, is that even a true statement? Because right? The Holocaust didn't make more people frum. If anything, it made people less frum. So you can say the difference is, here it didn't happen. They nipped it in the bud.
No, but here they made tshuva.
Exactly. Right? In other words, the threat of death is the greatest motivator for tshuva. The threat of death is the greatest motivator for tshuva. And signing that decree, that's the greatest motivator for tshuva.
It was the only time in history that they had, on this day, every Jew is going to die. It never happened before.
Right.
That they had, a date, announced and everybody knew.
Right. Right. I mean, So Hitler becoming chancellor, that didn't inspire any tshuva.
It was on TV that what was going on in Auschwitz, every Jew would have done tshuva.
You think so?
Yeah. What?
If it was on TV, what was going on in Auschwitz, people would have done tshuva. They saw what happening. And they see the decree. Everyone saw the decree. Haman, Achashverosh gave his ring. Haman, free reign. Oh my goodness.
The problem with that is the people in Auschwitz needed tshuva and they
did. But it was too late. It's too late.
It's
too late. Exactly, it's too late. Okay, so it's very, very, very deep Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, now we're going on a tangent now. Arba Ushmona Neviim, Vesheva Nevios, and Nabalahem Yisrael. There were 48 Neviim, 7 Nevios. Very interesting. The Gemara is going to tell you who the seven Nevi'os are. The Gemara does not tell you who the 48 Nevi'im are. Who does that? Rashi. And it's a fascinating Rashi. And we're not going to... Maybe at the end we'll go back and do it. Just, he starts off by saying, look at the right side. V'lo pachos, v'lo hosiru, amashakasa v'torah. They never added or detracted anything in the Torah. Chutz mikra Megillah. Except for the Megillah. That's a new thing. What's so new about that? New Yontif? Right? Okay. Look at the right side. Gemara's going to ask that question in a minute. The Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. But look at the Rashi on the side. Nevuah shehutricho l'doros. Lilmod, that the Gemara's going to say, there are much more than 48. So the Gemara's going to answer, no. Only Nevi'im that had said something for Doros. Those are only 48. There are hundreds of Nevi'im. They were holy people that reached the level of Nevuah. Hundreds of those. But the only ones that said anything worth recording in history were 48. So, look at Rashi. Lilmo Tshuva, that they taught us Tshuva, Ohora, or some other teaching. V'chal Hanach Memches Hutzrichu. There's a 48 of them. U'behilchas Gedolos Monin Miseder Olam. You ready? Rashi gives a list. Who are the first three on the list? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. What Nevuah did they ever give?
Abraham was saying...
What Nevuah did he give?
What do you mean? Hashem told him, I'm
going to
give this land to you.
Next, Moshe, I agree. Aaron, what did Aaron say? Yeshua, what did he say? Pinchas? Right? Now, this Rashi goes all the way to the other side. And on the other side, he lists all 48. The old Nevi'im, Yeshaya, he lists everybody. Then at the very end, he stops, number 46 on his list is Mordechai Bilsha, which is Mordechai. Right, then he says the last four words of Rashi. The last three words. Shtayim lo yadati. The other two, don't know who they are. Rashi can't even get 48. The Shtayim lo yadati, I don't know who they are. Fascinating. Right? Others have a whole total. What do you mean? What about this one? What about this one? They're all later in the Nevi'im. The ones that we don't know who they are. Right?
And nobody probably did it up.
Right, like who? Like Noah, not on the list. Like Noah never even speaks. The whole Torah, he never says a word.
Noah
wasn't
Noah.
What? Hashem spoke to him. But what did he say? Right? It's very interesting. What made Avraham... So, by the way, there are some who take out Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Why are they in Nevi'im? What did Yitzchak say?
Noah was Jewish.
Not that why they're in Nevi'im, why they listen.
What?
Nevi'im is not the problem. There are more Nevi'im than that.
Right.
Why did they list? What did they say?
Exactly. I'm asking. What did they say already? What did they say? Yeshaya, I know, is a big fat book, right? Yirmiyahu, I understand. Yechezkel, the Treyos, they're all there. What did they say? What did they say? Nevuah, Ledoros, Hora, or Fetuva? What did they say? Especially Yitzchak, he's just hardly there. You know? It's a good question. Anyway, my drush, what drusha did the Nevi'im get? What did they learn that gave them the right to make a new Yontif, make a new holiday. Amar of Chiyabar Avin, Amar of Yeshua ben Karcha, they said the following, Ma me Avdus L'cheirus Omrim Shira, just like when you go from Avdus L'cheirus to Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, they said Shira, what Shira did they say? Az Yashir, so Mimisa Michal L'chaim Lo Kal Shkein. So that was only Avdus L'cheirus. Now the truth is, they were a little bit in danger of their lives. They had nowhere to go. Right? The material are chasing them, and there's water in front of them, nowhere really to go. That's considered Avdus L'cheirus.
So Joshua was active.
I know, but they were. I know, but Joshua over there was Avdus L'cheirus, and here it's Mimisa L'chaim, so for sure we should say Halal. What do you mean here's Mimisa L'chaim? It's also Mimisa L'chaim over there. Anyway, Lo Kol Shkein, for sure. So Gemara says, Ihachi Halal Nema Nami Nema. Why don't you say Halal? Why don't we say Halal? Why don't we milk the Megillah? Why don't we say Halal? So, three answers. Everyone knows this. Number one, if you say Ein Omer Halal Al Neis Shebechutz Laretz, you don't say Halal on a Neis that happened in Chutz Laretz. Says the Gemara, no. How about Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Neis, the Chutz Laretz, Heicher Min Shira. How can we say Shira? So the Gemara, what? Pesach. What? So, Right. No, so it could be that
they do it on the day that it happened.
They did. They said on Yosher.
Dead.
Oh, so why don't we do old Doros? As a Zecher, yeah. It's a very good question anyway. It's a good question. Netanya. Adjla Netanzul Eretz Yisrael. Hukshru Kol Artus Lo Mashir. No, before we get into Eretz Yisrael, before that happens, you can take Shir wherever you want. Any tiny place. Mishir Netanzul Eretz, once we went into Eretz Yisrael, Lo Hukshru Kol Artus Lo Mashir. Now you can't take Shir wherever you want. That's why in Bavel, in Persia, in Shushan, there's no Shira, no Halal. That's one answer. Two, Rav Nachman Amar, Kriyasa Zu Halela. No, the Megillah is Halal. The Megillah, the Meiri says, let's say you're in a place, you don't have a Megillah. You don't have a Megillah. Say Halal. Meiri says that, La Halacha. I don't know if you pass like that, but you don't have a Megillah, you say Halal. Number three, Rav Amar, Bishlama Hasam, over there, Halalu Avde Hashem, Fala Avde Paro. They left Paro, they went to God. Elohacha, halal avde Hashem, v'lo avde Achashverosh? What, they didn't leave Achashverosh? Akati avde Achashverosh anan. Right? There's still certain subjects to Achashverosh. What kind of halal is that? It's a very tempered halal. Therefore, you don't say halal. But now, the Gemara just says, Bein l'Rava, Bein l'Rav Nachman, Kasha. But either way, it's a Kasha. You know why? For a time, because we learned, Mishenichnasu la'aret, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, lo hukshuru kol ha'artos lomar shira. Not every place could take shira. So it's masha, if not for Rava's reason about, well, we're still under Achashverosh, and if not for Nachman's reason that halal, that Megillah is halal, still can't say halal. We still can't say halal. Why not? Because it happened in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara answers, no. Kivon shegalu, no, once they were thrown out, they were exiled, chazru l'hachshiron harishon. It goes back to the old story. So now, if a nate would happen in Chutz La'aretz, you would be able to say halal. Why didn't they say halal? Other reasons. Either the Megillah gets it in halal, or the other reason was, we're still under Achashverosh. If not for those reasons, taka, we could say halal. The Vesu Lekka, that's it? Only 48 Nevi'im? V'aksiv, it says, V'ahi ish echad min haramatim tzofim. Echad mi masayim tzofim shenasnabu lehem Yisroel. It's like 200 people there in Nevi'im. So Gemara says, yeah, you're right. V'havet tu v'havet. There were a lot more than 48. Kitatanya, harbin Nevi'im amdu lehem Yisroel. Kiflayim kiyotim mitzayim. Like double the amount that left Mitzrayim. 600,000 men left. 1.2 million people giving Nevuah. So many. Ela Nevuah shehutrichu ledoros nichtava. But only ones that we record are nevuahs that are necessary for Doros. What's nevuah? It's a level of perfection. Right? If you reach the level of perfection, you know Averos, you're very close to Hashem, and you're such a madrega that you can get nevuah. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're Yeshaya Hanavi writing down 50 prakim of nevuah. That was not everybody. Shlohos tricha. So if it wasn't necessary, you didn't say anything. You just reached the madrega, lo, nichtava. It wasn't recorded. That's why there were only 48 people on the list. Rav Shul Bar Nachmani Omar, Adam Haba, Mishte Romos, Shetofo Zu Ezu. Right? It's a different, he's just learning the Pshat and that Pasuk different. That it means a person that came from two hills that opposite each other. That's what the word Ramasaya means. Okay. Rav Chanan Omar, Adam Haba, Mibnei Adam, Sha'omdim Berumo Shal Olam. It means a different thing. It means someone who came from among other people that were Berumo Shal Olam, in the height of the world. Umani, who are they? Bnei Korach, the children of Korach. The Tziv, Bnei Korach, Lo Mesu. They didn't die. Tana, Mishum Rabbeinu. By the way, where does it say Bnei Korach, Lo Mesu? In the Torah. Where in the Torah does it say that?
Rashi.
No, Rashi does not say it. It's a Pasuk. Where's that Pasuk? Bnei Korach, Lo Mesu? That Pasuk is in Parshas Pinchas. 2 weeks ago we had Parshas Pinchas. And it says there, Bnei Korach Lo Mesu. Why the Torah says it there and not in Parshas Korach? I have no idea. Question's been bothering me for years. That's where it says it? In the middle of counting Klal Yisrael, it goes to by the way, Bnei Korach Lo Mesu. What about in Parshas Korach, where they actually did die? How about a Pasuk? Oh, by the way, Korach died, and all his Atasso? Bnei Korach Lo Mesu. So doing a Parshas Pinchas. I don't know. Anyway, it says it in Parshas Pinchas, they didn't die. That's what that Pasuk means. From the cliff. Why? Tana Mishum Rabbeinu Makom Nitzbatzer Lahem B'Gehenim. There was some place carved out for them in Gehenim. The Amdu Alav, they sat there. What that means, I have no idea. Sheven Nevios, there were seven female prophets, or a prophetess.
What are you saying? You said
they
didn't go to Gehenna, but
the plate, a special plate for them? Yeah, I don't know what that means.
So what is,
I don't know what that means. Rashi quotes
what,
that.
Is it a
shrach? I don't know what that is. It's a shrach. They're like, I don't know, they're in like a limbo. I don't know what that means.
So they did Shuvah.
So why are they in limbo?
Yeah.
And then what happened? Then they left Gehenna? Yeah. Okay. Sheva Nevios, my Ninu. Who are the seven Nevios? Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Huldah, and Esther. Sarah, now we're going to go through each one of these seven. Sarah, how do you know Sarah is a nevuah, a prophetess, a neviah? The Chassid, it says, Avi Milcah, the father of Milcah, the Avi Yitzchak, and the father of Yitzchak. Bamer of Yitzchak, Yitzchak is Sarah. That's Sarah. Falama Nikra Shema Yitzchak. Why is she called Yitzchak? Shesachsa Beruach HaKodesh, because she was enveloped in Ruach HaKodesh. She saw Ruach HaKodesh. Shenamar, like it says, Kol Shatamar Alecha Sarah Shabakola. Hashem said to Avram, whatever Sarah says, you listen to Sarah. Why? Because she has Nevuah. Avram's also on the list?
Yeah.
I don't know. Davar Acher, Yitzchak, another child in Yitzchak, Sha'akal Sochin Biyafya. Everyone was taken in by her beauty. Everyone saw her beauty. Okay. Miriam, what about Miriam? How do you know Miriam's a prophetess? The Chassid, it says, Vatikach Miriam HaNeviah.
What? There
it is,
Neviah.
Period.
Right.
Right. The
Torah is Meyid. She's a Neviah. What more do you want? Torah says she's a Neviah. But we're going to have more than that. It says, Vatikach Mir HaNeviah. What did she take? She took the instruments to sing Shira, right? Achos Aharon. The sister of Aharon. That's what the Pasuk says. Says the Gemara, Velo Achos Moshe. Wasn't she Moshe's sister also? Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav. Shaitan misnabe, no, because she gave nevuah kishehi achoz Aaron when she was only Aaron's sister. Meaning, before Moshe was born, she already gave nevuah. She was only Aaron's sister. There's nobody left. Moshe wasn't born yet. Varmer, she said, Asida imi shetele ben, my mother will give birth to a son, sheyoshia es Yisrael, who will save the Jewish people. Ma, you got that Mashiach inside you, you should know. So she said, you got that boy inside you. Ubashash and Nolad, and when he was born, Nismale Kalabayas Kula Ora, the whole house lit up. Amar Aviyah, the father got up. Amram, that's Amram, right? Vinashkal Rosha kissed her on her head. Amar Labiti, Miskayim Nevuasecha, your Nevu is coming true. The whole house lit up. No, babies are born, that doesn't happen to the house. Vikivan, listen to this. Vikivan Sheholichuhu Liar. What? I skipped the line? No. Vikivan Shashichu Liar. Once, they decided to throw Moshe in the river, right? Amar Avia, father got up, v'tabcha Moshe, smacked her in the head. Amar Labiti, heichan nevuasech, where's your nevuah now? So, hainu d'chsiv, that's why it says, v'tetatzei v'achoso be'rachok lodas, lodea. She stood far away to watch Moshe. What was she standing there for? Lodas, ma yieh besof nevuaso. What's going to be with her nevuah? And sure enough, she ended up being right. Right? Okay. Devorah. What about Devorah? The Tzivit says, the Devorah Esha Isha Neviah. Again, the Navi says, she was a Neviah. Eshes Lapidos, the wife of Lapidos. It's my Eshes Lapidos. Why does it? What does that mean, the wife of Lapidos? Why can't it mean the wife of Lapidos? Why can't that be his name? I don't know. Why can't it be his name? His name, the guy's name was Lapidos. No. Shehaitza Osa Psilos Lamikdash. It means she used to make the wicks for the Beis HaMikdash. Yosheves tachas Tamar, she was under a date tree. Maishna tachas Tamar, why was she under a date tree? Because Amar Shimon ben Avshalom, they changed it to Avishalom Mishum Yichud, because Yichud. What does that mean? Because Yichud? What? Right. So Rashi says that because it was a very tall tree, it doesn't have that much shade, so you can't be alone with her under the tree. That's why she picked a tree like that. Davar Acher, Ma Tamar Zeh, Englo Elaleh Echad. Just like this, Tamar only has one heart. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Af Yisro, what?
Why is it Yeah. The heart of the
pond
inside.
Aha, the heart of the pond. Okay. That's hearts of
palm? Yeah.
What does it mean?
Af
Yisrael, Shabbos Adar, so too the Jews of that generation, ain't Loha Yelahem El Levech Levesh Hashmayim. They were all united. Okay, very good. Next, Chana. How you know Chana was a Navi? A female Navi. She's the mother of Shmuel, right? The Ksiv, it says, Batispalo Chana, Chana Davin, Batomer, and she said, Olat Libi Bashem. My heart is rejoicing in Hashem. Rama Karni Bashem. I'm holding the Karen for Hashem. Rama Karni, she said Rama Karni. What's a Karni? A Karen. Velo Rama Pachi. She didn't say a Pach, which is a jug. What does that mean? That means that her son anointed David, right? And also her son anointed Shaul. Right? What's the difference between David and Shaul? A lot of differences. One difference is that David lasted and Melucha lasted and Shaul didn't. She said, Rama Karni Bashem. David and Shlomo, Shenim Shechu B'Keren. David and Shlomo that were anointed with a Keren, Nim Shechu Malchusan. Their kingdom lasted. Shaul V'Yehu, Shenim Shechu B'Pach. They were anointed with a jug. Lo, Nim Shechu Malchusan. Their kingdom did not last. But that was all hidden in her words, Rama Karni. All hidden. And then the Gemara just continues what she said. Ein kadosh kashem. There's no one like Hashem. Ki ein biltecha. There's no one like him. Amar of Yehuda, Bar Manasseh, al tikri biltecha, ela levalo secha. Being worn out. What does that mean? Shol ki mitzvah kadosh baruch hu midas basa v'dam. Midas basa v'dam, maitse yadav mevalo notso. Your handiwork outlives you. You make a table. The table can be there for 100 years, 1,000 years. You can't. You're not going to last 1,000 years. Your handiwork outlasts you. He outlasts his handiwork. He created a human being. He still outlasts that. Right? The ain't sur ke elokeinu. There's no rock like Hashem. We say ain't tire ke elokeinu. There's no artist like Hashem. What does that mean? Adam tsar tsur al davi kosel. A person, you can draw a picture on any wall you want. You can go to any cave in France and see cave paintings of people or animals. Right? They don't have any life. Ain't yachol litol ba ruach neshama. You can't make a ruach, a neshama, krovim, kravim, you know, innards, b'nei me'ayim, innards. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar tzura, he made a form, b'soch tzura, within a form, u'matal ba, ruach, neshama, k'bayim, b'nei me'ayim. And he gave it all the life in the world. Okay? Now, next, Avigail. Who's Avigail? Avigail was a woman that ended up marrying David, but she was first married to somebody named Nabal. Okay? And Abigail says, this is hard. Abigail, it says like this. V'hi-hi rochevet al hachamor. She was riding on a donkey. V'yoredes b'sei sarahar. And she went down to the hidden mountain. What does that mean? B'sei sarahar? What does it mean, the hidden part of the mountain? Menahari, but she was up in the mountain. So Amar Rabba bar Shmuel. No. What she did was, al iske dam haba min hastar. She went to ask a nida shayla. A dam that comes from the hidden place. She went to ask Anita Shaila. Not La Dam. She took the Dam. Virah Salo. And she showed it to David. She said, David, pass it on this Dam. Am Allah, Bechimar and Dam Balaila. You can't check blood at night. No, I don't need light. Am Rolo, Bechidon and Dina Nefashos Balaila. You're going to judge Dina Nefashos at night? And she was talking about her husband. You're going to put my husband to death at night? I don't judge at night. Am Allah, Mord B'malchus. He was Mord B'malchus. V'lo tzarech l'madayne. And he doesn't need to be judged. He doesn't have to be judged. Right? Amrullo, so she tells him, adayin shal kayu. But Shaul's still alive. Who made you king? He's still alive. V'lo yatz tivach ba'olam. Your message, your whatever. How do you translate tivach? Your nature? Your name? Your name hasn't gone out. Nobody knows you're the king. My husband didn't know. Amalah, so David says to her, Baruch Tameh, Ubrucha At, Asher Kilisini Hayom Hazeh, Mibo Bedamim. Right? That basically David gave her a bracha for sparing innocent blood. Had he killed Nabal, it would have been a mistake. Okay? The story continues. Bedamim, says Bedamim, Tarti Mashma. That implies two damim. What are the two damim? Right? In other words, just the dam of the husband. What's the second dam?
If David wasn't the king at that point, what would have happened?
He was the king. He was anointed already. Nobody knew that. So Bedamim, Tarti Mashma, that's Mashma 2. What are the two Dumim? Next Gemara is impossible. Elamalamed, Shagilsa es Shoka. She revealed her, that's what Shoka means, but some part of her leg. And Vahalach Laora, right? It lit up for her, right? Shalosh Parsos, three Parsa. Amar, he said to her, Hishami Li, sleep with me, right? Amrulo, lo si zos, lecha, lepuka. Now, I'm not going to be your downfall. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, we still haven't got to the Nevuah yet. We still didn't get to where she said Nevuah. Here it is. Anyway, what does it mean, zos? I'm not going to be your downfall. I'm not going to allow this to be your downfall. Zos, michlal, de'ika achrisi. There was another downfall. There was another time, right? Umani, who's that? Ma'isa de Basheva. That's Basheva's story. Umaskana hachihava. And sure enough, that's what happened. That's her nevuah. Then, what?
That's a roundabout way to get that.
Tough one, no? Then she said, V'haitha nefesh adoni tzerura b'tzara chayim. Right? You should continue to have life. You should be bound up in the binds of life. As she was departing from each other, Amrla, Avigail says to David, "V'heitiv Hashem ladoni v'zacharta es amasecha." And don't forget me. Don't forget about me. And she's a married woman, right? It's another nevuah. Amar Rav Nachman, Haidu the Arminchio, people say, "Itisa." Listen to this line. "Bahadi shusa pilcha." When they're talking, they're spinning. Right. Everything they say is they're five steps ahead of you, right? They, when they're talking, they're already spinning. They're already weaving the weave. They're already spinning. Why? Because she said, "Don't forget about me." What do you mean? She's a married woman. Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? What if he dies and David should come back and marry me? Already she's spinning the.
I think she knew that double was too much.
The days were numbered.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another nevuah.
Right.
Was going to happen much longer.
Exactly. Ika diamri, others say, Shafil va'azil bar avza. What does that mean? I don't know what those words mean. She stoops like a goose?
She stoops
as a goat. They na'i, but it's always looking where it's going. It's the same thing. She humbled herself, but she's got an eye on the future. Chulda, what about Chulda? How do you know she was an avi? The same it says, Vayelech Chilkia ha'kohen, Ba'achikam ba'achbor, right? And they all went, the pasuk continues, and they all went to Chulda ha'neviyah, right? So the Gemara says, one second, Umakam dekar Yirmiyah hechim b'snaba ihi, and where Yirmiyah was, how could she give nevuah? How could they go to her and not in Yirmiyah, right? So Amri Bei Rav, Mishmei Rav, Chulda kroves Yirmiyah ha'itza, Chulda was a relative of Yirmiyah, and they were Mahiyahim, he didn't mind. You want to go to Yirmiyah? Go to Yirmiyah. I didn't mind. The Yeshaya Gufa Hechi Shavik Yirmiyah Mashad de Lagaba. How can Yeshaya do that? How can Yeshaya go to some even as great as she was a minor person compared to Yirmiyah. How could she do that? How could he do that? So Amri Debe Rav Shila Ibn Shanashim Rahmani was saying, yeah, because women are softer. And they have more compassion. Even though it's nevuah, everyone says, your nevuah was always tied to your personality. So women are more gentle, they're more, right, they're more compassionate. So they figured they'll get a little bit of a better twist, a better spin, if they went to Chulda. Right? Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so Yirmiyah, by the way, Lohavihasim, he wasn't even around Yirmiyah. They wouldn't have gone to him had he been around. Where was he? Shalach Lahavzer Aseres HaShvatim. He went to get the 10 Shvatim back. Umanol and Dahader, how do you know he was successful? The Chsiv, it says that Yecheskel gives a nevuah that says, Ki amocher el hamimkar lo yashuv. Right? That nevuah means that normally when Yovel comes, you have to return all the land. Right? All the property goes back. Says Navnavi, it's not going back. Why is it not going back? Because there's no Yovel. Why is there no Yovel? There's no Klai Israel. Right? Efshar Yovel Batel. So 1 second. Is it possible that the Yovel's Batel? That the Navi Misnaba Alav Shei Batel? And the Navi saying, and it will become Batel. It's already Batel. Ella, what do you see from here? Malamit Shiyirmiyah Hechziran. The Yirmiyah got all the 10 Shvatim back. There's a halacha by Yovel. You can't have Yovel unless all of Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. A robe. So Yirmiyah got them back. So they were prophesying, hey, wait a minute. There isn't going to be Yovel anymore. Yeah, but there was Yovel now. There was a time when there wasn't. But Yirmiyah brought the 10 tribes back. Now there was Yovel again. Yishayah ben Amon, Malach Alehem. And how do you know Yishayah was ruling over them? The Chiv, it says, Vayomer, Ma Tzion Allah, Asher Ani Roeh, Vayomer Roeh Love, Anche Yair, Hakever Asher Ish Halokim, Asher Bam Yehuda, Vigor Sazvarim Eile, Asher Asisa, Ela Mizbeach, Beis El. My Tzivu Shal Yishayah, Al Mizbeach, Beis El. What's Yishayah doing with Beis El? Ella Malamed, Sheyoshiyahu Malach Alehem. That Yoshiyahu ruled over them. Rav Nachman Amar, Mehacha, Gam Yehuda Shas Katir Lach, Beshuvi Shavut Ami. Okay. Next one. Esther. I think she's the last one, right? Esther. How do you know Esther was a Nevuah? A Neviah? How do you know? Esther. Tichsiv, Vahiba Yom HaShlishi. It was on the third day. Vatilbash Esther Hamalka. Big day Malchus Yiboyle. What do you mean Esther, Vatilbash Esther Malchus? Esther wore kingdom. That doesn't make any sense. What do you mean she wore kingdom? It should say she wore clothing of kingdom. Right? Big day Malchus. It should say she wore clothing, royal clothing. What do you mean she wore royalty? Doesn't make any sense. Ella, she loves her Ruach HaKodesh. No, the loyalty that she wore was Ruach HaKodesh. Not everybody gets Ruach HaKodesh. It says Vatilbash, and it says Ruach Lavsha Et Amasi, that the Ruach enclosed Amasi. Amar of Nachman, Lo Ya Yehirusa Lenashi. It's not good to give too much, it's not good to give chashivas to women. Why? Harti Nashi, there were two women, Yehiru and Havian, we gave them Kavod, V'sanayin Shmaihu, and their names are bad names. They don't have good names. Right? How do they translate the word Mu'usin? They're repulsive. Names are repulsive. What names are that? Chadashma Ziburta, the Chadashma Karkushta. One's called Ziburta and one's called Karkushta. Who are they? It's Devorah. Devorah is a bee. Think about that. Name's a bee? Is that a nice animal? And what?
Makes honey.
Okay, it also stings you. Okay. And the other name is Chulda. Chulda means a weasel. What kind of name is that? Right? You know anybody named Chulda?
Hey.
Yeah. Somebody in this shul named the child Chulda.
Seriously?
Yeah. Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, no?
Yeah.
He asked you before we did it.
Yes, you?
Yeah. I said, I never heard anyone with that name. I never heard anybody have that name. Ziburta. Ksivba, Batishlach, Batikra Labarak. Right? That she called Dvorah was buddies with Barak, who was a general. The Ilu Ihi Lo Azal Lagabe. But what does this mean? But he didn't go with her, with him. That's what that means. She didn't go with him. What does that mean? What?
To him.
She didn't go to him. Right? Karkushta, the Ksivba, by what about Karkushta, which is Chulda? Ksivba says, Imru la'ish, say to the man, right? V'lo amra imru la'melech. But she didn't say to the king. Like a little bit not good behavior. Okay. Amr of Nachman, Chulda b'bnei banav shal Yehoshua ha'isa. Chulda was a descendant of Yehoshua. Why? Sifach, it says over here that Chulda Neviah was the wife of a guy by the name of Shalom ben Tikva. And then it says ben harachas, from ben haracha, harchas. Uksiv Hassam, and it says by Yehoshua that they buried him in Timnas Cheres. Which must be the same place. Eshevin, the Sabbath of Nachman. 1 second. He asked the following question. Shimona Nevi'im, Vehem, Kahanim, Yotza Merachav Azona. There were 8 Nevi'im, and they were also Kahanim. How could they be Kahanim? If they came out of Rachav, who was a Gioris. How could that be? How could they be Kahanim?
And traditionally she buried Yehoshua.
Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. How could she be a Kahanim? How could that be possible? That'd be a lot of generations to go by before somebody can marry a Kohen, right? Because you're not letting a Kohen marry a Gioris. What about the grandchild of a Gioris? Well, right, okay. Beilehin, here they are. Neria, Baruch, Sraya, Machasya, Yirmiya, Chilkia, Hanamel, Shalom, Rabbi Huda Omer, Av Cholda Hanavia, Ibnei Boneha, Shal Rachav, Zona Haisa. Right? Ksiv Hacha Ben Tikva, Uksiv Hasem, it's Tikva Tzchut Hashani. So Rachav was the mother, the great-great-great-grandmother of Cholda, right? How can Yeshua have been the grandfather of Cholda if it was Rachav? The answer is, it was both of them. They married each other, right? Amalei ain't a Saba. Good question. Amalei, Pasi Ukma, a black pot, meaning you're on the ball. Meaning Minach, the Stayim Shmaitza. Between the two of us, we can give the answer. The answer is, the Gaira, she became a Gioris, the Naspa, Yeshua, and Yeshua married her. Asks Tosfos in the bottom. Bottom Tosfos, Kosha. Hey, Naspa, how could Yeshua marry Rachav? Ha, Amra Perika Arel. We say in Perika Arel, Dafilu Bigi Rosan, Les Lahu Lachasnas. You're not allowed to marry somebody from the seven Amun, even if they convert. What? Vitarach Loma, you have to answer, Shalom Haisa Mishiva Amun. She was not from the Shiva Amun. She was a displaced person.
They weren't in there yet.
1 minute. So Tosas rejects that answer. So that's not it. She wasn't one of the seven. Shalom Ela Mishar Amimim. She was from somewhere else. Ubal Lagorsham. And she came to live here. And Yoshua knew that. Right? V'yeshu Farshim. Some say Shirat Shalomar. They want to say Shalom Huzaru Alav Alav Delo Tizkatein. That this Lav didn't begin, like Mati saying, Ad La'acha Shenichnasu La'aret. Until they came into the land. He says, V'ze'eda. That can't be right. I'm reading the Medrash. Because we have a Medrash that says, The Nesinim Bol is Gaya B'mei Moshe. The Nesidim wanted to become Gerim. Who were they? They were from the seven nations. All right, they dressed themselves up and made them look like they're from some Far East place. But Moshe saw right through that. So they said they're from some far, they said the seven nations. The Afal Piki, Lahutru Lavul Bekahal. He didn't let them become Gerim. He didn't let. Ela Hayuchot V'Eitzim, Meshav V'Mayim. They could be the schleppers. Alma, what do you see? The Kodim Sha'afr Sayardin, V'Nichl Zul Aret, Hutaru Alehem. It applied even before they went in. You can give another answer. You could say Moshe was punishing them for trying to pull a fast one.
Why does he blow up the Moabites? Just like he said, I rose.
But what do you mean? No, it doesn't say it. It says, well, you're not allowed to marry them. Well, Sachaya Kol Neshama, you can't let them stay alive even. It's only if they don't. That's only if they fight. She didn't fight.
She didn't fight, and possibly, is it going on the men? Is it going on the women? Because they didn't take captives.
So he's saying maybe it's only the men. Doesn't address that. I would say that one says this. Maybe it's not true. Well, you said it's true. Maybe it doesn't apply till they all get the land. Hakam Moshe didn't let them see them become gayer. He was punishing them and trying to lie to him. They can say that answer. Tosfos doesn't say that.
Put it all together.
Right. Okay, so you have a few minutes. You know what we'll do? We'll go back and do the Tosfos on the top of the page. So the top of the page was that Avigal said to David, just like you can't be done neither at night, how could you judge my husband at night? How could you do that? How could you judge my husband at night? And what do you answer back? Nah, your husband's more b'malchus. Right? More b'malchus who? I don't have to judge him. Right? So what'd she say back? Then she said, yeah, but he's not even the king. You're not even really the king yet, so you're going to spill innocent blood. So she, oh, he said, yeah, you're right. Shkoyach. Thank you for sparing that affair from you. Right? So Tosfos says like this, Kasha, Im Kain, Eich Goras, Perak Echad Dinei Mamanit, then how could we learn in Perak Echad Dinei Mamanit in Sanhedrin, the Dinei Nefashos Maschilim and Atad, Dinei Nefashos, he starts from the lowest person, right? The lowest judge says his opinion, and you work your way up till you get to the biggest judge. Midiksev, it says, Gabi Novel, it says by Novel himself, Vayas, Vayach Kuro Ish Charbo, Vayachkar Gam David Charbo, by Novel is the Makar. You have to judge somebody the right way. He was Marv Malchus. He didn't have to be judged at all. Just walk up to him and kill him. What's going on here? V'od Kasha also. Hey, if Yashav David Badin, how could David be part of that bestie? V'in Meshiv Melech with Sanhedrin. The Melech can't be on the Sanhedrin. Kidamar Pesek the Sanhedrin. Perak Poin Gadol. V'od Kasha. Perak Behem Yatza. Who in Shabbos? Gavri Uriah. By Uriah Hachiti, the Amar says, "Shaila Ladona b'Sanhedrin." He was judged by Sanhedrin. Damai, how Marba Malchus have it? He was also Marba Malchus. What's going on here? So what does the Gemara mean when it says Shahaya lo ludono? He should have been judged by what? Right. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know that story there. So what's the question? The question is, David here says Mar b'malchus, I didn't have to follow any rules, and it's not true. So the Yesh Lomar dahacha hachi perusho Mar b'malchus who? When David said he was Mar b'malchus, it doesn't mean that there are no rules. That would mean there are rules, just they're relaxed. Lo tzarich lemadainu kishar dina nefashos. I don't know. You don't have to judge him like other dina nefashos. Shadonin bo bayom uzchus. You have to start by day. V'bayom shel achav lechova. You have to sleep on it overnight. None of that applies. El afilu bo bayom gobin lechova. Here, when it comes to morbid malchus, he doesn't get these extra perks. You know, extra benefits. We're going to go out of our way to figure out a way that he can. You don't have to do that for morbid malchus. Is he judged? Of course. Are there rules? Of course. The rules are different. That's what Avigail said. You're judging at night? You have to wait till tomorrow. No, you can't judge at night. You have to sleep on it. No, he's a Marba Malchus. He's an exception. I don't have to wait. But of course, he has to be judged. That's for sure. That's just free game, you know, just kill whoever you want. No. V'gam lo kasha mehashiyasha of David b'Sanhedrin. Also not a kasha, David was part of the Sanhedrin. T'ha de'ein moshiv and melech b'Sanhedrin. When don't you appoint a melech to sit on the Sanhedrin? Ha'inu mishom de'lo ha'vei chvod o'liyas lo shev v'shotek. Because that's where he can't talk. Right? Aval gabi moreg kvod o'liyas lo shev v'shotek. But by a morbid malchus, it's appropriate he's sitting there. L'fishu nageva davar. He's in a nageva davar. Right? So they have the victim. The victim's right. The victim sits there and watches this whole trial go on. Right? That's okay. That's why he was there. All right? So that was interesting. So we're up to the bottom line of Tes Yudalad on the days. And we will resume tomorrow and Sunday. And on Monday, we finish the parak. And then we start. The Agadah a little bit goes away. All right? Everyone have a very good day. And a good Shabbos.